me to the basics, and we're just looking at what are the basic things of Christianity. And that's led us to spiritual disciplines, which we've talked about. Prayer, why do Christians pray? Why do we read Scripture? Was last week, and this week we're going to talk about worship. So we're going to do something just a little bit different, though, because I just thought instead of simply talking about worship, let's just continue to worship together this morning. We're going to go back between doing some worship together, and then I'll have a few things that I want to say between a few songs. And so you'll just follow me this morning, and we'll do that. Don't follow me this morning. Follow Jesus this morning. That was a really bad joke. I'm sorry. The first thing I thought about with worship is that worship is so misunderstood. Okay, worship is misunderstood, I think, because we've really turned worship into a service, right? So we call it, what we're here this morning, we're at what? Worship service. And so now what we do is we think, well, worship is when I'm sitting with my church family and I'm singing at worship service. And there's a beginning and there's an end, okay? And that's how we've come up with what worship is. And that's just not what worship is intended to be. Now, is what we do as a congregation together classified as worship? Absolutely. But Bob, really this morning in your communion talk, you really nailed it as saying what we were doing as passing around the trays and giving a portion of what God's given to us. You said that's really a worship. And you said there's many ways for us to worship, and that is so true. Worship is not, here's what it is. Worship is not an on-off thing. Okay, it's not like a light switch. You know, you just don't flick it on and I'm going to worship for a bit and then I'm going to turn my worship off and I'm going to come back next week and I'm going to worship again. Worship is meant to be a lifestyle. Okay, it's not an action, it's a lifestyle. It's not something I can just do in one moment and not do in another. Worship is intended to be a way of living, a way of life. One thing that I began to tell my youth kids as I was teaching them in youth ministry before I became here was that the opposite of worship is not sin. Okay, we often think that the opposite of worship is when I'm sinning and I'm doing all these things. And absolutely, you're not worshiping in that moment, sure. But the opposite of worship is distraction. Everybody say distraction. The opposite of worship is distraction. Okay, it's any time that my eyes aren't fixed on Jesus. Because worship is all about our attention. You worship what you give your attention to. You can get on your phone and you can FaceTime people now. You know, and so since I've moved and we're away from family, Avery and I FaceTime a lot. We were actually FaceTiming her mom last night and able to talk with her and see her. And she's right there on the screen. And so when I'm looking at that screen, whoever's on the other side, I'm literally sharing FaceTime with that person. And they've got all of my attention in that moment. As I'm looking at that screen, they know that there's nothing else that I can be looking at. There's nothing else I can see. And worship is all about FaceTime with God. Worship is all about me putting my eyes on Him and Him looking back at me. It's all about me giving Him all that I am and all that I have in this moment. God, I am yours. That's what worship is. And that can happen while we're going through circumstances in the world. That can happen while bad things or good things are happening. You remember Job, it's the ultimate example, I think, of worship. It is the moment where Job loses everything he has. His family, his money, everything. And yet he instantly, immediately, when those things happen, what did he do? He fell down and worshiped. Because worship for him was in the good or bad, no matter what the circumstances are here, I'm choosing to give you my attention now. That's what worship is. And so what we've come to misunderstand about worship is that we think worship is just a song, right? That worship is when I sing a song. And sure, that's an experience of worship. That's a moment of worship because I'm giving God my attention, but it can happen in so many different ways. Actually, there's a church that was in England, and many of you know the name Matt Redman. He was the worship leader at this church. And his church, long story short, they got into some arguments. They lost their focus on what worship was about, and they began to argue. I'm just going to ask. Okay, I'm still new, so again, I'm just kind of shooting out some buckshot. You know, I'm not sniping anybody. I don't know you well enough yet. But have you ever heard this? I don't like that song. oh, I wish we would sing the new songs, or I wish we'd sing more of the old songs, or I wish we'd do it this way, or we need to do it this way. And all of a sudden, worship becomes more about the process and the action of worship than the attention that we give to God in the midst of worship. Don't amen me, because I'm not talking to somebody else. I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to myself, right? And so worship is all about my face time with God and attention on Him. And when we lose that focus and place it on, well, I like the PowerPoint, well, I like the books, or I like the new way or the old way, man, we've lost sight of what worship is all about. We've lost it completely. And so Matt Redman was going through that same thing with a really big church in England that he was a part of. I think the church was called Soul Survivor. And this was in the late 1990s. And he finally got up and he said, we're stripping everything away. We've lost focus of what's going on. And so we're going to have to find other ways to worship besides just singing. We're going to have to find other ways to do this, because there's more ways to worship than just coming and singing. And so that church began to have to figure out for 6 months how to come in on a Sunday morning without doing what they had normally done in worship, and learn different ways to worship. And then 6 months after this happened, he said there was a lot of healing, a lot of great things happened. The church really began to experience true worship, which is attention on God. And they were refocused, and he wrote this song to sing for the first song they sang together after 6 months of not singing. And it's this. Listen to the lyrics. The song's called The Heart of Worship. And he says, when the music fades and all is stripped away and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart, I'll bring you more than a song. For a song in itself is not what you've required. You search much deeper within through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. And then the chorus is, I'm coming back to the heart of worship where it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. And I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. Isn't that an amazing, amazing song? And I love that, because what it's saying is it's not about what we like or don't like. And look, I've got to confess, I get caught up in that so easily. It's so easy for me to be riding home and to start look over to Avery and say, Avery, I just didn't like this or this or that. And I'll just start pouring out my complaints about how the worship didn't fit me. But it's not about me. It's all about Him. And we can't lose sight of that. So this morning, let's spend some time worshiping together. We're going to start with... can you guys get the PowerPoint rolling for me? We're going to start with this song. Let's stand and sing this one. I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land way. Winning the world that Jesus saves today. Yes, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is nearer and the way groweth clearer, for I'm in the glory land way. Onward I go, rejoicing in His love, I'm in the glory land way. Soon I shall see Him in that home above, oh, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is nearer and the way groweth clearer, for I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is nearer and the way groweth clearer, for I'm in the glory land way. We praise Thee, O God, for the Son of Thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, Thine the glory. Hallelujah, Amen. Hallelujah, Thine the glory. Revive us again. We praise Thee, O God, for Thy Spirit of light, Who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. From the heavens, praise his name. Praise Jehovah in the highest. All his angels, praise proclaim. All his hosts together, praise him. Sun and moon and stars on high. Praise him, O ye heaven of heavens, and you floods above. Sing it out. Let them praises give Jehovah, for his name alone is high. And his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted. Here we go. And his glory is exalted far above the earth and sky. All ye fruitful trees and cedars, all ye hills and mountains high, creeping things and beasts and cattle, birds that in the heavens fly, kings of earth and all ye people, princes, great earth's judges all. Praise his name, young men and maidens, aged men and children small. Let them praises give Jehovah, for his name alone is high. And his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted far above the earth and sky. Y'all take a seat. There's another aspect of worship that I really love. And this is something that I always struggle with keeping track in my mind, because normally when I think of worship, I think of songs like what we just sang, where we're just pouring out our hearts, praising God, and it's a joyful thing. But there's also something that happens in worship where we get to offer ourselves to God. God, you in this moment and from now on, it's rededicating, recommitting myself to you and saying, God, I give you all that I have and all that I am. It's all yours. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 says, therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. He just defined what worship was. And Paul says, worship, he didn't say it's singing a song. He said, it's offering your body as a living sacrifice to God. And so there's these songs that we get to sing, like this one. Sing it with me. My heart, my mind, my body, my soul, I give to you. Take control. Offer everything. Here it is. I give my body a living sacrifice. Lord, take control, take control. Sing it again. My heart, my mind, my body, my soul, I give to you. Take control. I give my body a living living sacrifice. Lord, take control, take control. And then there's songs like where you're just pouring out. Have you ever just been at a loss for words as to what to say to God and how to express your love for Him? You're just like, I love you. And I don't even know how to tell you all these things. And people get up and they say these prayers or they preach these sermons and they seem to just flow so well. And I just don't know what to say, but God, I love you. And this is one of those songs that just here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to encourage you as you're sitting there, close your eyes as you sing this one. If you know the words, if you don't, it's okay. You can peek. But listen to the words you're singing. Don't just let it be another song. How do you explain? How do you describe a love that goes from east to west and runs as deep as it is wide? You know all our hopes. Lord, you know all our fears. And words cannot express the love we feel, but we long for you to hear. So listen to our hearts, hear our spirits sing a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love. So listen to our heart. Back to the chorus. So listen to our hearts, hear our spirits sing a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love. So listen to our hearts. No words are not enough to tell you of our love. So listen to our hearts. God, we thank you this morning, and we really don't have the words to tell you just how awesome you are to us. Thank you for being who you are, and thank you for being bigger than the situations we face, but thank you for being so intent even in the little things that we face and caring for us each and every day. God, we love you, and we just can't express it. There's not enough words in the English language for us to tell you how awesome you are to us. And so, God, we do pray right now that you listen to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. There's another aspect of worship that comes into play. My sister, my family loved to sing together, okay? It was just one of those things. We'd be in a car trip. We'd all just start singing. And my sister and I, now my sister's a year older than I was. And I don't know if any of you have an older sister or not. If you do, I pity you because, right, like, we would fight like cats and dogs, and it was always her fault, you know. And I remember in particularly one trip where we were driving all the way to Colorado from Louisiana. Now, let me tell you something. If you've never done that before, don't do it. It was a terrible experience, especially with your older sibling sitting right next to you, crammed into a back seat for, it felt like about 700 hours, I think, give or take. It was a long trip, but I remember we were arguing and we were fighting, and my parents somehow just started singing. It just clicked with me. My mom started singing, "Love one another," and we started singing, and we sang the rest of the trip, and we were just as happy as we could be. But honestly, worship unifies. Worship brings people together. I don't know about you, but it's really hard to be in an argument with somebody or a disagreement with somebody. I don't like the way this is going. I wish this would look different. Oh, we need to change the color of this or that. And we're arguing and we're fighting about certain things. It's really hard to argue and to fight when you're in worship together, isn't it? And it was so true for me, and it's been that way. When you can worship together, and that's not just singing together, But it's living with the tension and focus on Him. It's really hard to be negative and critical and frustrated and angry and in a disagreement with each other, isn't it? And so we sing songs like this.
Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together with love. There is only one God, there is only one King, there is only one body. That is why we can sing. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together with love. A common love for each other, a common gift to the Savior, a common bond holding us to the Lord. A common strength when we're weary, a common hope for tomorrow, a common joy in the truth of God's word. A common love for each other, a common gift to the Savior, a common bond holding us to the Lord. A common strength when we're weary, a common hope for tomorrow, a common joy in the truth of God's word. We shall assemble on the mountain. We shall assemble at the throne with humble hearts into His presence. We bring an offering of song, glory and honor and dominion unto the Lamb, unto the King. Oh, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing the song of the redeemed, glory and honor and dominion unto the Lamb, unto the King. Oh, 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 hallelujah. We sing the song of the redeemed.
And you know what else worship does? It's honestly, I mean, you can have the best presentation of how to evangelize to somebody. You can go on the best door-knocking campaigns of your life, but the best outreach in the entire world is a true spirit of worship. Worship reaches out to others because when they look at you and they see, listen, again, don't get focused on the fact that worship is just this service and just this moment. Worship is that face time and attention with God. No matter what the circumstances are out here, I'm going to look to you, good or bad and everything in between. My focus is on you. And when somebody sees you, and they look at what you're going through, good or bad, and they watch your focus when it's not here on things of this earth, but it's on Him. They look at you and say, wow, there's something different about that young man or that young woman. There's something different about them. And they see your worship to God. And that's how we're the light of the world and the salt of the earth, is through our worship. So stand and sing this one with me. I love this song.
There's a call come ringing o'er the restless waves. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. We have heard the Macedonian call today. Send the light, send the light. And a golden offering at the cross we lay. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, send the light. Let us gather jewels for a crown above. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore.
And then the most beautiful thing of worship, and this is one of my favorite songs, is that no matter where you're at and no matter what you've been going through, God is always available to you in worship. The veil has been torn and our access to God has been granted, and there is never a time where worship, you should just say, oh, no, 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 I can't come to you. God is always saying, come to me, come to me, come to me. And I love it because we get to come to Him just as we are. Just as you are. And you don't get right so that you can come to church and worship. See, we put this whole concept in our brains, and it's a sick, twisted concept that comes straight from Satan himself, because he wants nothing more than to guilt you out of being able to come to God and worship. Because worship is one of the most scary things to Satan. Worship scares Satan. Worship drives him away. Worship makes him shake in his boots. And so the beauty of worship is that you come to God just as you are. And He accepts you where you're at and says, thank you for coming into my presence. And He'll begin to change you and to mold you and to shape you like you never thought was able. So let's sing this together. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, thy love unknown has broken every barrier down, to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come. I hope you've been encouraged this morning. There's nothing like worshiping with our brothers and sisters, is there? And so I hope it's encouraged you, but some of you, the circumstances, you're trying to keep your eyes on God, you're trying to keep your focus on Him, but the circumstances in life for you are just beating you up right now. And so we never want to leave without giving you a chance to respond. And so if you need to do that, come on now as we sing.